The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criteria because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about your 401k, Social Security, estate planning, income tax planning, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this
there's
week,
no doubt about
there's
it.
No doubt about it. And this week is going to be no exception because we have a fantastically boring show lined up for you, and we can't wait to dive into it. But before we do that, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, so we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon, and if that's you, this show is designed to help you to have ideas, strategies, thoughts, all kinds of good stuff. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com, and we now work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families in 43 states. We are honored. We are blessed, and without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, the market has reached all-time highs. And I've had people, in fact, I was in Houston last week, and I was interviewed down there, and the question they asked me was, you know, the market's at an all-time high, Ken, should we sell? You know, and I said, well, how many all-time highs do you think we have had in the last year? How many all-time highs do you think we've had in the last 5 years? Well, I'm going to go over that with you, ladies and gentlemen, because the fact that the market is at an all-time high may make you feel like, okay, time to get out, but I'm going to make the argument that it ain't necessarily so. All right, so we'll talk about that here in just a moment. And we'll also talk about the corona, that's a beer.
Yeah.
The coronavirus. It's not something to laugh about. The coronavirus that affecting China and travel and all those kind of things and making the market jittery. So we'll talk about the coronavirus here in just a moment as well, just how it all fits in. Now, also this week, we're going to talk about long-term care insurance, and we're going to talk about 9 considerations that you should take into account before you buy long-term care insurance. 9 of them. Now, you know, there's a lot of shows that would only give you like 3 or 4, maybe 5. They might go to 5. But no, on this show, we give you the full Monty, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give you 9 of them. All right. Now, also, as we do every week, we're going to talk about Social Security. So we're going to have some answers to your questions with regard to when and how to take Social Security. And by the way, if you'd like to have your question answered on the air, you can email me. My email address is rpoa.com. Ken at rpoa.com, yes. Send me your questions, and I will endeavor to answer those. Now, we, as I mentioned, are a firm, Retirement Planners of America. So our primary focus is on protecting and income as opposed to growth and nothing else, right? Growth is important. Don't get me wrong. We want to grow, obviously. But protecting and generating income once you retire is the primary focus. And so our strategy, we have a strategy we call buy, hold, and protect. And our strategy enabled us actually to counsel our clients in November of 2007 to sell before the 2008 crisis and crash and all that happened. And we still have it. It's here. It's ready to be used again. And so therefore, it's contrary to the philosophy of buy and hold. And buy and hold says you buy a quality a bunch of investments, you diversify, you rebalance them periodically, and your job is done. And now you just go sit in a hammock and you sip mint juleps and you're done. Well, I'm going to tell you that ain't so. It's not done. Your job is only two-thirds done. There's a third part, which is you need to also, in our view, have a strategy to protect what you've built. And 2008 was a very vivid example of that. And I've talked with people. In fact, I talked with when I was down in Houston, there was a lady there at the event that we had. And she said, you know, she still hasn't been able to retire because of what happened in 2008. It delayed her by over 12 years. Yeah. One market event did that to her. And she said, you know, I wish somehow I could have not had that happen. So we want that not to happen to you. So we'll be talking about buy, hold, myth. Hey, you're diversified. Don't worry about it. Okay, that's buy, hold, myth number four, and it ain't so, in our view. So, you know, most shows, Jack, would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, we don't stop there. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, and you want happy squirts. That's a good thing. So this week, we're going to talk about when you should review and or update your estate plan. What are the things that should be triggering events for you to say, you know, the light bulb goes off, I need to review my estate plan. So we'll go over that with you at about 10 till when we have our estate tip of the week. So we're going to have a lot of fun on this show. I want to tell you something. We had a momentous event happen in our life last night, Jack.
Momentous.
This is historic. It's bigly. Yeah, it's a bigly moment. So our puppy, 1.5-year-old Noodle, last night we decided we were not going to have her in her cage all night. You know, we've been crate training her. So last night we decided that she's going to have free reign all night. And guess what? We woke up this morning and we went looking for what?
She's in the cage.
No, we didn't put her in the cage all night. We let her out. She was free, free reign. And so then this morning, the first thing we did was we went around and looked around everywhere for, did we make a mistake? Are there any telltale signs of an error? And there were none. So maybe we can put the crate away now. Maybe we're free from that. It's a big moment for us. We have it in the kitchen. Well, yeah. So let's talk about new all-time highs. The Dow is setting new all-time highs, and people are concerned. I've heard people say, should we sell? You know, I'm nervous with all-time highs. Well, the problem with that thought process is that for the market, the Dow or the S&P to go up, it's going to set new all-time highs. This is a fact. And in fact, let me go back here and tell you, the only time that you don't have a record new highs is when you're in a bear market. Did you know that? Well, it's not the only time. So for example, 2008 through 2012, there were no new record highs during that time. Why? Because it went way down and it was climbing back and it didn't, and all of that was not a record high. 2001 to 2005, there were no record highs. Why? Because Y2K and everything else, the market went so far down, it took till 2006 before it got back to any new all-time highs. And I'm talking about the Dow here. So here's some interesting stuff. In 2017, do you know how many record highs there were for the market? And this was, you know, after Trump's election and the market was racing, 71 new all-time highs. In 2018, 15. Last year, 22, and this year so far, 5. So basically, we've had, 70, 80, 130 new highs in the last 3 years. So we're going to have a lot more, folks. I think we're going to have a lot more on the way to our fearless forecast of 31,000 this year on the Dow. So therefore, don't let new all-time highs be a criteria for you to decide whether you should buy or sell. There's a lot of other things that should be way more meaningful than that. Now, I want to talk about the coronavirus a little bit with you because it's in the news and it's important. And, you know, we've had these kind of things before. Some of you may remember the bird flu and the pig thing and SARS and all that. And I've been around long enough to have experienced all of those. And it's crazy how I've been able to because I'm only 35. You know, it's crazy. But, unless it turns into a pandemic, which I don't, it doesn't appear that that's going to be the case. It's not something to be overly worried about. In fact, we would say that it would be a buying opportunity because we still see 31,000 on the Dow, and we're going to have a lot more all-time highs on the way to that for the Dow. So stay confident and stay in. But here's the important thing. We also, yeah, and wash your hands and wear one of those masks. One of the things that it may not turn into a pandemic, but you know, people do get sick, and I think 4 out of the 7 people that have gotten sick have died, or something like that. 26, yeah, it's bad news. So here's the thing: even though we think that the Dow, the market, is going to go up this year, and we see a positive outlook for this year. We also view the economy being way stronger than people think. You know, we're going to see, in our view here, manufacturing numbers and all that are going to be stronger than people think, and that's going to drive the markets up even higher. Now, having said all of that, if you are retired or retiring soon, if you're within 5 years of retirement or 5 years after your retirement, if you're in that 10-year zone, then you are in a period, the most important period of your entire financial life, in our view. This is a time when you need to really be looking at protecting what you have. Because if you take a big loss, you may not be able to retire, as I described that lady in Houston, 10 years. Or if you are retired, you may have to unretire or not be able to live the lifestyle that you want. None of these things are good things. So here's what I want you to do. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. We have seminars on there that you can sign up to go visit, see about our sell strategy, about when to take Social Security, about how to get your income when you're retired, what to do with your 401k, diversification. We also talk about, do you have enough money to retire on? How do you calculate what we call your magic number? We're going to talk about, should you roll over your 401k or not? We talk about when to take Social Security, when you're 62, 66, when you're 70. We have tons of information. We have tons of videos, podcasts, articles, so our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. So go there and enjoy. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 9 considerations that you should take before buying long-term care insurance, when and how to take Social Security, and tons more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morife. Dun, 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 dun. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morife. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morife. Thank you, Jack. I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. We are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are 5 years before retirement or 5 years into your retirement, if you're in that 10-year zone, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. And our website is rpoa.com. And this show is actually designed for you as well. And we are a firm that, as Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors, actually for the 8th year in a row. So apparently somebody may think that I know something. Boy, have I got them fooled. Anyway, so and we work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families in 43 states, and we are honored, we are privileged. It is a motivating thing for me. You know, I get up in the morning, and when I think of all the clients that we work with, and if we can benefit people, if I can help you on this show, it motivates me. It gets me up. I'm so jazzed about it, and I'm so glad you're listening to this show. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. I hope everything is coming up roses for you. And we're going to talk now about something that I think is very important if you are retired or retiring soon, and that is long-term care insurance. And, you know, A lot of times when I talk to people about it, they say, oh, you know, it's so expensive. And it is expensive. I agree. But the way I look at it is I consider it to be portfolio insurance. Okay? And what I tell people is, you know, that the most dangerous thing to your financial well-being is that person you see in the mirror. You know? Because your health, if it changed, could affect your finances dramatically, and in some cases more so than what the markets could do or investments can do and all that. So thinking about that is extremely important. Now, in our view. Now, also, the premiums may be high, but you know, in fact, you could model it out, which we've done, and we look at it as an investment. So your premium is your investment, and then you look at the probability that you're going to have a payoff, right? And what is that payoff going to be? And you measure the two against each other. And in a lot of cases, it's worth doing. But most importantly, in our view, you don't want to have a medical event or something that causes you to be unable or cause you to have to spend a lot of money to take care of that. And then you recover from it, but now you don't have any money left because you spent it all on that. That would be disastrous. And a lot of times that's what happens. So long-term care, we view it as important. Now, it isn't something that everybody needs. And I want to go over with you 9 considerations, all right, that we've outlined that you should look at. Now, if you're really rich, and I'll categorize really rich as if you have over $2.5 million in liquid money, then in our view, it may be that you don't need long-term care insurance. You could self-insure. In other words, you could afford to pay for it yourself out of your investments, and you probably will still be okay. So the interesting thing is that the people that can really afford it probably don't need it, and the people that find that it's difficult to afford are the ones that need it. And that's exactly why. Because if it's difficult for you to afford it, then that loss could devastate you. All right. So let's talk about the 9 things. So the first thing is that you want to think about is what is the nursing home cost in your area? So, for example, according to Genworth in Orlando, Florida, it's $88,000, and in New York, it's $95,000. So there's a difference in the cost per year for a room for a semi-private room in a nursing home, and so you want to find out what the cost you're potentially looking at is to determine how much benefit you want on your policy. So the next thing also for you to think about is that a healthy 65-year-old who bought a policy today would pay about $25,000 to $4,000 a year. But as you get older, it becomes more expensive. And if your health changes, you may not be able to buy it. So you know, the younger you are, the cheaper it's going to be in terms of your annual premium. So here are the 9 things. The first thing is investigate the best option for you, okay? And talk to a specialist in long-term care to determine what options fit your particular circumstances, okay? And I would recommend, and self-serving, of course, because that's who we are, but I would talk to somebody that doesn't want to sell you long-term care insurance. I would talk to somebody that knows the products, knows that, but isn't selling that product. And that would, and that's us. Also, you want to compare policies and read the fine print. So you want to look at how long is the inclusion period for the policy? What capacities must you lose for it to pay? How many years are covered? You know, there's questions like that. Also, you want to look at the companies. Many companies have left the market in recent years because they underpriced the competition. Their premiums were so low because they wanted to build market share, but they weren't able to and they went out of business. So you don't want your company to die before you do, your insurance company. All right, so make sure you go with a healthy, strong company. And the other thing also, number 4 here, is don't insist on a Cadillac plan. You know, in many cases, we see people that we've looked, you know, they have policies that have all the bells and whistles on them, and they don't need all that stuff. So you don't necessarily need to have the top of the line everything. In many cases, you don't. Number 5 is don't stop paying premiums on an existing policy if you're going to buy a new one, okay? Get the new one in force and then stop. Don't have a gap in coverage. That could be disastrous if that were to happen, okay? Number 6 is don't keep your long-term care plan secret, okay? So make copies of that. The first 2 pages, give them to someone who's going to be responsible. That could be your child, your spouse, or whatever. Number 7, apply earlier rather than later. As I mentioned, your age, your health determine your premium. So if you are not healthy, you may not be able to get it, and if you're older, you're going to pay more. Number 8 is look at policies for couples, okay? Because you can get a discount if you go as a couple as opposed to as an individual. And finally, number 9 is review your long-term care plans every year because things change. You may have moved. All kinds of stuff could cause you to either be paying too much or to have to buy a different policy, etc. So those are the 9 tips for you, and we'll get those out too. We'll post those for you if you'd like to see them, or you can listen to this podcast again. Our website is rpoa.com.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. So we're going to take a break here. No, we're not. We're going to tell you, we're going to do some business with you. All right. So our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and we specialize in retirement planning. So we have all of our retirement planners, the people that you would visit with and help you build your retirement plan, have gone through extensive training on Social Security, on Medicare, on diversification, all the things that we deem would be important for someone like you who is looking at retirement or is retired already. So we talk about also our buy, hold, and protect strategy, which is one where we believe that growth is important, but protecting principal is more important. So we want to talk with you about our strategy for doing that. We want to help you to determine if you have enough money to retire. Okay, we call that your magic number. Do you have that? If you don't, let's create a plan to get you there. If you do, congratulations. Let's build an income plan for you so you can get income while you're retired and go have your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. So we'd love to help you if we can, but only you can. You know, what is it? What is it that Tom Cruise says? Help me to help you, right? That's so only you can do that. And the way you can do that is to go to our website. It's rpoa.com and sign up to visit with one of our planners. Go to one of our seminars. Watch our webinars. We'd love to help you. All right. So rpoa.com. Now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about when and how to take Social Security. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters. And I am Ken Morafe. Oh, yes, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Yes, and you know, on this show, ladies and gentlemen, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred, and apparently all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. They stir them. Jack, I know, Sean Connery would not approve, and neither would Daniel Craig, for that matter. You know, I'm actually excited. There's another Bond movie coming out. I'm not a big Daniel Craig fan, I have to say, but I guess I'm an old schooler. I still like Sean Connery best, but Craig is pretty good too. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I have I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, then we'd love to meet you. We'd love to help you, and that is our goal. And you know, for our clients, we have two goals. One is we want your money to last as long as you do, and secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if we achieve those things, then we feel really good. Now, one thing that, and actually, in Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers, and we're proud of that designation. But of course, without all of our beautiful and wonderful clients, of which we work with 8,500 beautiful families, we would be nowhere. So, all you clients, we love you. We thank you. So, one of the topics that comes up in almost every conversation, I would say, with our clients and prospective clients is Social Security. And so this segment, what I do is I have you, if you'd like, to send me your questions. And my email address is ken@rpoa.com. And I'll endeavor to read your questions on the air and see if I can answer them for you. So let's see here. We have a husband here earns $110,000 a year. Nice. And his wife, he says, earns $6,000 a year in a part-time job. Now, she turns 62 next year. And so the question is, will my earnings, this is the husband, cause my wife's Social Security benefits to be reduced? Or will she be all right because her earned income is below the earning test threshold? Okay, so the answer is that as long as wife is receiving benefits on her own record, meaning she has not claimed spousal benefits, right? So she's just getting her own, then your earnings, husband, won't cause your wife's benefit to be withheld because the earnings tests look only at the earning income of the number holder, okay? So if she's collecting on you, then yes, if she's collecting on her own, then your income doesn't affect it. Now, one other thing that actually is interesting about that is that 85% of her Social Security benefit will be taxable because your joint income is above the taxation threshold. So there's two different things that happen with Social Security. One is, do they reduce your benefits? And then secondly, do they tax your benefits? And when I'm saying who, I'm saying the IRS. Just seeing if you're paying attention there, Jack. But anyway, so yes, so no, her benefits will not be reduced because if she's taking it on her record, okay, and she's not taking half of yours as a spousal benefit, but because you make $110,000 and your wife makes six, your combined is $116,000, you're over the threshold, and therefore 85% of her Social Security benefits will be taxed, okay? So a lot of things to think about. Now, Social Security is extremely complex. It always amazes me at how complicated the government can make things. You know, in fact, I think if there was like an Olympic gold medal for complexity, I think our government would win every year. They're really good at it. In fact, if you go on the Social Security website, what you'll see on there is that the Social Security Administration themselves say that there are over 9,000 different combinations of how to collect Social Security. And so that is a lot. And which one's right for you, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know how you would know that if you weren't trained in it and if you didn't have an education in it, okay? I think it's probably beyond most people's ability to make the right decision there. So here's what I would like to offer you. If you go on our website, rpoa.com, and you click on Meet with an Advisor, you can sit down with one of our retirement planners. And we put them through a six-week program of training about Social Security. And so And we can help you to make the decision with regard to when and how you take your Social Security benefits. But I want to just preface that by saying that when you meet with our retirement planner, we don't just want to talk with you about Social Security. It's a major component of your retirement plan, but it is not the only thing. We'd also love to build for you what we call a retirement cash flow plan. We want to look into the future and look at your sources of income, your expenses, and we want to see if, you know, we always say that happiness is a positive cash flow. So we want to look and see if you have a positive cash flow, because if you don't, then you're going to be in trouble in the long term, right? You're going to drain your accounts if you're spending more than you're making. So we want to help you to look at that. We also want to talk about, you know, can you retire right now? Do you have enough money to do so? We have a number that we call your hurdle rate as well. It helps us to look at how much risk you should take. Okay, a lot of times we find people are taking too much risk and they don't need to be that aggressive, or they're too conservative and they're not going to get to their plans because they're so conservative. So we want to examine that for you. So there's a lot that we'd love to do for you, and you can find it all on our website. It's rpoa.com. You can watch our videos, you can watch our webinar, sign up for a seminar, or as I said, you can click on Meet with an Advisor and you can sit down with one of our guys or gals. Okay, so rpoa.com. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about buy-hold myth number four, which is, hey, diversify your portfolio, rebalance it, and you're done. All is well. Wrong-o, moose lips. Stay tuned. We'll tell you why when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. Yes, indeed. But you know, great, good financial planning ideas are even better in my view, because if you plan it out properly and you execute and it all works out, then you'll be able to buy tons of diamonds. And that's a good thing, I think, unless you don't want to buy diamonds, in which case it's not that great. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies. And Financial Times named our firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually Three times they've done that. Last
year, to hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you back. You know, last year was the third time they did that. And we're very honored and proud of that designation. But you know what? Without our clients, we'd be nowhere. And we're so blessed to have our beautiful and wonderful clients. And we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. And every day, in every way, we do our level best to serve them and help them achieve the goals of having their money last as long as they do and having them have peace of mind. And you know, we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision, okay? We want you to go and play. We want you to have fun. We want you to do what you wanted to do, but you couldn't because work got in the way, all right? We want you to have all of that. And That's our goal. And so if that appeals to you, then our website, once again, is rpoa.com, and you can learn more about us. Now, one of the foundational philosophy of how we manage our clients' money is that we want to grow. Growth of investments is important, but protecting principal is more important. Okay, because that's the engine that's going to generate the income for you while you are retired. It's the money that you have. You'll lose that. You don't have the income. It creates a problem. Okay, we don't want that problem.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
Indeed I am. So therefore, because we believe that, we have developed a strategy which we call buy, hold, and protect. And this strategy says that, yes, you should buy quality investments and you should, you need to have that because without it, you don't have anything to grow and build for the future. We also believe you should hold. And what we mean by that is, you know, rebalance and, trim the tree, add new investments and delete old ones as appropriate, et cetera. But we believe that buy and hold, those two parts are incomplete. There's a third part, which is the protection part. And essentially what that means is there comes a time when you need to take your marbles and go home, when you don't play anymore. And our strategy said to sell in November of 2007, which was a year before Lehman collapsed, and before 2008 when the S&P went down to its bottom, from peak to bottom, it went down 57%. And many people suffered during all of that. They delayed their retirement, were unable to retire, had to unretire. Lots of bad things happened. We don't want that. So we believe you should have a strategy to sell and get out, buy, hold, and protect. Now, one of the criticisms of buy, hold, and protect is that, no, you shouldn't do that because if you're diversified properly, everything takes care of itself in the long run. Well, I want to give you some stats here as to why I don't agree with that, okay? So, and I'm using here a balanced portfolio, which would be a 60% stock and 40% bond. And I'm using the S&P as a stock and the Barclays bond index as the 40% in bonds. Okay, so I'm just using the index values. But in 2008, if you had $100,000 and you were only in the S&P, the stock side of it, then you would have seen your value go from $100,000 down to about $47,000. All right, that's a 53% drop, or $43,000 rather. That's a 57% drop that the S&P had. But what people, the buy hold people, tell you is, yeah, but you diversify and it's okay. Then everything's gonna be fine. Well, the problem with that is that even if you did diversify, your $100,000 would have gone down to $70,000 from September of 07 until March of 09. Okay, so you would have seen in a 60-40, as I described, you would have seen a 30% drop in the value of your money during that time. And see, the problem with that is that, yes, eventually the market did come back and your investments would have come back, but the problem is that while that is happening, you're living on the money. You see, that's the difference. And it's an important difference, because if you're 30 years old and you've got 30 years before you retire and you lose 30% of your money in the market, you got so much time to sit there and recover from it. And plus, you're adding to your accounts while you're working, right? You're putting money in for your 401k and this and that. Now you are retired, or you're about to retire. And if that happens, it changes a lot. And if you are living on your money, that's what farmers call eating your seed corn. Okay, because if your investments, even the diversified portfolio, goes down 30, which is a heck of a lot better than the 57, I'll give you that. All right, it did work. The diversification made you lose less. But the conversation I would never want to have with a client is, hey, you know what? Our diversification worked very well. You only lost 30% of your money. The S&P went down 57. Look how well it worked. In fact, now you could have had to not retire for 10 years, but now you can now not retire for 5 years. It's great, isn't it? I don't want to have that conversation with a client, all right? I don't want to have that with you. So our belief system is that you should buy, you should hold, and you should also protect what you've built. And if you do that, we think it'll go a long way towards having your money last as long as you do, which is our goal. Now, if this resonates with you, if you think it makes sense, and if you think we are setting up for another bear market, and I'll ask you, ladies and gentlemen, between now and the rest of your life, what do you think the odds are there's going to be another bear market? Now, you know, normally when I ask that question, the answer I get is 100% chance. And if you believe there's 100% chance that there's another big bad bear coming in the future, does it not make sense to have a strategy to protect against that? Or are you just going to lay down and let it beat you up like it may have in 2008 again? I don't think you want that. So our website is rpoa.com. And while you're there, you can sign up to go to one of our seminars. Now, at the seminars, we talk about do you have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. We talk about five strategies you can use to reduce your income taxes. Okay, that should be worth going for. We also talk about how to maximize retirement cash flow. You know, where do you get your money when you retire? What's the order of events? Do you get it from your IRAs, from your 401ks, from your bank accounts? I mean, where do you go to get it to maximize the chances of your money lasting as long as you do? Should you roll over your 401k or leave it where it is? You know, there are considerations on both sides of that. Also, we'll talk about when should you take Social Security? When you're 66, when you're 62, when you're 70? What if you're married? What if you're not? You know, all that kind of stuff. And how do you protect against the next market crash, as I described, our buy, hold, and protect? Also, I want to talk with you about the fact that the IRS wants to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits, and we want to show you how to beat that if it is at all possible. So go to our website and sign up for the webinar or the seminar. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our estate tip, which is when you should review your estate plan. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we're wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
We have supersonic planes.
Who wants
planes?
A private landing field too?
And we are back. Okay, you can turn the music
off
now, Jack.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Jack. We're doing a financial show here. This is not a music show. Okay, cool it. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are within 5 years of retirement or you are retired, we would love to visit with you and see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com. And one of the things that we are so very thankful for is that Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And, you know, we're obviously flattered by that. But we also know that without our clients, we would be nowhere. So we currently work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. And we are so honored and privileged to do that. And we're so thankful. And if you're not a client, we'd love to see if there's a fit. And if we can help you as well. So it's our website is rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. Okay, this is estate planning. And so this week we're going to talk about when should you review or update your estate plan. And there are lots of triggering events that could cause that. So I want to go over those with you because that's one of the number one mistakes that I see with people. When we visit with a prospective client, is that their estate plan is not up to where it should be. So, but before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches and, you know, estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about when should you review or update your estate plan. Okay, so let's go over with you some of the reasons. So, one of the things that certainly should cause you to want to review your estate plan is any changes in the laws. So, for example, the end of last year, the Secure Act was passed. So, in my view, anybody who has a trust that is the beneficiary of their IRA should go and review that, because there are potential tax implications that we call it the tax time bomb, in fact, that the Secure Act has created for those of you who have created trusts that are the beneficiaries of your IRA. So that's one reason right there. Now, the other reason, and there's a lot of them, the birth or adoption of a new child or a new grandchild, okay? It's a blessed event. When a child or grandchild becomes an adult, okay? So yeah, they were little babies, and now all of a sudden they're an adult. So lots of different considerations there. Also, educational funding. You know, one of the things that many people want to do is to help their children or their grandchildren get an education. So if you want to do that, that's part of estate planning. You know, what if you're not around? Do you want to create something for them? The other thing is, unfortunately, death or changes in circumstances of the people that you have named to run the estate plan for you. So if your executor or the guardian of your children or your trustee has died or has gotten sick or doesn't want to do it, you got to make changes there. Also, if you have changes in the number of dependents that you have, you know, once again, it's like if a child becomes an adult and they're now no longer a dependent. Now, of course, you may have an adult that is a dependent, but that's a different story. But once they become an adult, if they're no longer a dependent, then that's also an opportunity for you to look at your estate plan. The other thing is changes in your financial situation. Okay, you've won the lottery, for example, or you lost a lot of money somewhere, or whatever it may be. Marriages and divorces, illnesses or disabilities of your spouse, certainly something to look at and think about. Changes in your life or long-term care insurance coverage. Okay, so you got, that's also part of your estate planning. If you buy a house or a large asset, okay, now you got to think about how are you going to pass that on to the aforementioned greedy unwashed. You know, for a lot of people, their home is their biggest asset, so you want to look at that. If you are borrowing a large amount of money, are you taking on a large liability? That's a reason to re-look at your estate plan. You may want to build some liability protection into your estate plan so that lawsuits or whatever in the future do not end up hurting your heirs. Now, also, if you have large increases or decreases in the value of your assets, if you receive a large inheritance, as I mentioned earlier, law changes, if somebody becomes ill, so career changes, jobs, all those kind of things. Just think, any change in your life is an opportunity for you to consider whether you should review your estate plan again and make sure it's up to snuff. Now, that's something that our retirement planners do with our clients. We, as part of our process, we look at your estate planning, and we want to be sure that it is the way you want it to be. And if it isn't, then we put you together with someone that can help you to do your estate plan properly and get it to where you want it to be. So that's part and parcel of the service we provide to our beloved and most valued clients. Now, if you're not a client, here's what I would recommend. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. Now, you have lots of options when you get there. One of them is you can meet with one of our retirement planners and review your estate plan. Now, we're not attorneys, so we don't draft any of the legal documents for you. We'd want you to do that with an attorney. But we can help you to think through what you want to do first and save you some money in legal fees in that process. Now, also, we want to talk with you about when and how to take Social Security. Make sure that we've thought through all the variety of things that that entails. We want to talk about if you can retire or not. What's your magic number? Do you have enough? Do you need to build a plan to get there? We want to talk about where you're going to get the income while you are retired. We want to talk about the fact that the IRS... Oh my gosh, that woman was freaking out. But we... But we want to talk about how the IRS wants to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. We want to spare you that if we can. We want to show you five ways to reduce your income taxes, tons and tons more. So our website is rpoa.com. Go there, learn, sign up for stuff. We'd love to help you if we can. All right, so rpoa.com. You know what? The show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.